From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump sends warning, North Korea reacts. U.S. President Donald Trump has renewed threats to take care of the North Korean nuclear threat amid expectations of a new nuclear test this weekend, prompting a defiant response Friday from a senior official in Pyongyang. North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Han Song-ryol responded, saying the U.S. comes with reckless military maneuvers and then they will confront it with North Korea's own preemptive strike. A day earlier, Trump had responded emphatically to reports that North Korea is poised to detonate an underground nuclear device as early as Saturday to mark the anniversary of the birth of the nation's founder, Kim Il-sung.
I don't know if this sends a message. It doesn't make any difference if it does or not. North Korea is a problem. The problem will be taken care of.
While Trump's remark was taken as a threat of military action against the North, Trump added that China is working very hard to defuse the international tension over North Korea. And he says that he is hopeful. Afghanistan says a massive bomb dropped Thursday by a U.S. warplane killed 36 members of Islamic State group and destroyed a large cache of weapons. A statement released by the Afghan Defense Ministry Friday said there were no civilian casualties in the attack. The 10,000-kilogram bomb, known as the mother of all bombs, was dropped on an Islamic State bunker complex in northeastern Nangarhar province of Afghanistan on Thursday. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's office said the operation took place in coordination with the Afghan Security and Defense Forces. Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai, however, strongly condemned the use of the bomb on Afghan soil. General John Nicholson, the top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, said his decision to deploy the bomb was done in communication.